Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the Voice of the People. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling.
They said this is the house that can help us.
Para mí estar con ustedes. Muchas gracias. Gracias por su apoyo.
He is the fighting pride of Omaha, Nebraska.
He's good at what he do.
Hey, Daddy.
Undefeated.
Taking, you know, any credit away from Errol, he's a great fighter. He's good at what he do. But when you compare him to Terrence Crawford, there's no comparison.
It's a dollar beat.
Just a better fighter.
BoxingWiz.com.
Sit back and watch this. I promise you something. I promise you something. All that shit you talking, don't mean nothing. I can bump my guns at you, you can bump your guns at me, but at the end of the day, them two brothers got to get in the ring.
Hey, Dad, it's a dollar.
We been here before. You try to get there. All right? I can tell you how it is to be undisputed. You can't tell me shit.
This is dollar.
Hey, Daddy.
Y'all support y'all fighter. Let's come together, make this event a success.
BoxingWiz.com.
Everything about Terrence Crawford is better than Errol Spence Jr.
BoxingWiz.com. BoxingWiz.com.
Boxing fans, are you ready?
Hey, Daddy.
BoxingWiz.com.
What up? Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. And a very special edition because on this day, even though we're late and we're not starting at our normal 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, we are starting at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, or 10:30. But with some breaking news, right? Brian Bomack McIntyre is a free man. Crawford's trainer receives a suspended sentence of 2 years, I believe it was. Let me double check and get you all the accurate information, but certainly some good news. So we do have a poll, and right away we want to ask you guys, you know, obviously Bomack being a free man, does this mean we get Crawford versus Canelo next in May, Earl Spence early next year, Jermell Charlo early next year, or Gennady Golovkin pay-per-view fight next? Couple of options we've given you now that he's a free man. Obviously, Espinoza made it clear that the fight won't be happening in December, so that's a good thing. Also, Keyshawn fights on the 14th. I'm sure Bomack, you know, after being locked in a cell for 30 days, is looking to get right back, hands in the fire, and Keyshawn Davis has a fight October 14th. So this is what we're talking about. Just a small show, an update on one of the greatest trainers in boxing actively training, and obviously what it could mean for the return of Terrence Bud Crawford. Now, if you want to call in, we have our Twitter Spaces available. If you want to voice your opinion on this situation via Twitter Spaces, you can also voice your opinion on this situation via Discord and our landline as well. 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 time and voice your opinion here on the Voice of the People hotline. I'm going to give you some of the facts that we've gotten from some of the journalists covering the situation, and we'll move on from there. So one of the gentlemen giving out most of the information here, Ali, which obviously he says breaking, Brian Bomack McIntyre is a free man, having given a 20-month suspended prison sentence. Terrence Crawford was one of the number of people to give in-person evidence at today's hearing. The sentence is suspended for a period of 2 years. And he says, I'm going to the pub, obviously, because it's been a long day for him. You know, this has been, I just want to go through some of his comments with you guys so that you can see, because he had a very funny comment, something about, this is normally a boring case, but obviously because of who it is, it's being handled differently, right? But he says that in the UK, this sort of situation is normally something boring. So just a few screen shares I want to do, just pulling them all up. Here's one. Before the actual announcement, right? So the key question the judge will be considering is, are the circumstances around the offense exceptional enough to waive the statutory 5-year prison sentence, i.e. is the public interest better served by an alternate such as a travel ban? So is the public interest, they're talking UK public interest, meaning what's better for them to do, get 5 years out of Bomack in jail or give him a travel ban for 2 years so that he could keep coming back making that bread with his fighters because he's high profile, right? So he does have, remember the earlier one was a 20-month suspended sentence. Now, a good question to figure out is, does he have an actual travel ban, right? Can he still report, or rather travel to the UK and actually work, still get a travel a work visa if he had to do another fight? But there's more I want to just show. Give me a sec, because there is a lot. Okay, this is actually the answer. And this is what I'm saying. We have to go through it because the reporter was definitely doing his thing out there. He says suspended sentence equals if Bomack commits another offense in the UK during the next 2 years, he will be liable to serve this sentence in addition to any new sentences. So that means there is no travel ban. He served 30 days and he'll be able to travel back to the UK, but he's obviously on a provisional probationary period within those 2 years, quote unquote 20 months, he shouldn't commit any other offenses so that this doesn't, you know, get any bigger. Let me see if there's any other interesting ones here for you. I'm looking for the one. Let me see. Bomack, blah, 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 blah. No. There is one where he, the reporter, made it seem as if this case is like, you know, usually dull and boring in the UK. It must be buried in my pre-pro here. But once I find it, I will share it. But the lines are open if you want to talk. Obviously, 1-425-569-5241 is the number to call. And if you want to use Twitter Spaces or our Discord, that is also available. And links are in the live chat as well. Remember to request if you want to voice your opinion on the topic. And don't forget, here on YouTube.com, we have this poll where we're looking for you to not only vote, but hit that thumbs up button to help us with the visibility of the next episode and of this episode. I'm asking you guys, now that BoMac is free, does this mean we get the Crawford fight versus Canelo next in May? Option A. Next option is Errol Spence early next year. 60% of you have voted on that option as well. Jermell Charlo early next year. Only 7% interested in that. And an even littler amount of only 2% interested in the Gennady Golovkin potential pay-per-view. Now, remember, that Golovkin fight is the fight that can land him a Canelo fight, you know, a common opponent. You can't destroy Golovkin and not get the attention of mainstream media. I mean, Golovkin made an impression on Donald Trump, and obviously Donald Trump has a video speaking highly of Golovkin and, you know, the robbery that he had received over Canelo, you know, according to Donald Trump, right? So I believe, you know, you beat a guy like that, you get the attention of the world. But I guess only 2% of you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Think like me. But the phone lines are open if you want to call in. 1-425-569-5241. Press 1. If not, I mean, we let you know what's taking place for those that, you know, were wondering what was up with BoMac and when he was going to get out and what exactly was the situation. This is it. He's certainly out. It took longer than usual because he had so many witnesses giving character witnesses giving, you know, testimony on his behalf. Obviously, Bud was one of the, you know, biggest, but I'm told there were so many. But here is actually that tweet I was looking for. Well, one of the ones I'm looking for. And again, the journalist, same journalist. BoMac's hearing has taken so long is because of the number of character witnesses from across the pond that are giving evidence. Unfortunately, can't publish who they are until the hearing concludes. Court adjourns at 4:50, but staff expects an outcome before then. And look, because it was so many, he said, if it isn't possible, it will be relisted for a brief hearing tomorrow morning. But obviously the judge got it done and let that man free. Phone lines are open. I'm going out to you guys in just a second. Remember
to rate us 5 stars on iTunes.
That helps with the visibility. That keeps us number one. And obviously, you know, being number one motivates me to get up every day. Look, I was traveling. I had to go to my daughter's Sweet 16 over the weekend. That's why I wasn't here for any of the weekend shows. And obviously why I couldn't wake up at 6 a.m. But I'm back, ready to rock and roll.
Subscribe to youtube.com/theboxingvoice for the latest and greatest interviews with your favorite fighters.
Jay Billy, what up with you? Jay Billy.
Yo.
What up?
Oh, let me get to a spot real quick. Yo, Ness, you gonna have a you seen that news what Canelo said?
What Canelo say?
About Earl at 160.
That's old, man.
What you mean that's old? We ain't had no show on it. That was like 2-3 days ago.
I'm talking about the video is old, man. Like you really wanna argue about that had an interview 2 years ago when it was easier to make the weight 2 years ago? Like,
oh, so you saying that's an old interview?
Yeah, it's an old interview. Everybody
so
know
why,
that.
Why is Crawford feeling some type of way about it if it's old?
I mean, is he feeling some type of way, or is he trying to do what he need to do to get the fight? Public perception is powerful.
I guess it could be both. But if it was 2 years ago, then he shouldn't be, because I think he said something like, why would he take Earl at 160 but not me at 168? He probably would have been said that if it was some old news, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, I don't really think it matters, but listen, if that's what y'all want, that's what y'all want. I just feel like Earl, Crawford's name is already on the short list, not only within the public, but on ESPN. They just dropped an article. And they mentioned his name as one of the possibilities. They also mentioned Adamus and Bivol. So, I mean, at the end of the day, it's about who Canelo chooses. And that's why it really don't matter. Because it's who he chooses. Like, yeah, maybe once upon a time he can make 160. Maybe Crawford thinks he can still make 160. But the A-side is the A-side. If the A-side says 168, it's 168. You there or what? You done?
Yeah. No. Bro, these motherfuckers at work. But yeah, man, shout out to Bowman, man. I'm glad he's free, most definitely. That Joe Smith fight with, what's his name, Zerto, that was a decent fight. Even though Joe Smith didn't win a round, technically, he probably won like one round. It was most definitely a tough fight for him. You know what I'm saying? I'm not seeing nothing from Zerto that's going to have him compete at cruiserweight. You feel me?
Who was right? Ness like, was like, right.
You was right? Yeah. Most definitely. Give me my crow. I need that crow. Give me that crow. I'm going to be the first one. We're going to start it off right. Because I was big on Joe Smith. I didn't think Zerto had what it was to get him out of there.
And on the betting show,
he didn't get him out.
On the betting show, motherfuckers talking about, you specifically and like three others first, y'all saw not on the bench, but just regular talking about Joe get the knockout. Then everybody else on my Zulu get the knockout. What Ness said?
Yeah.
Ness said decision on the betting show.
Hey, man. Hey, bro, everybody made that money this weekend. I put down $10, made 9 bills on the NFL parlay. You know? But Danny didn't want to.
Danny fucked it
Ness,
up. He went with Notre Dame.
My page. Ness. Max, Notre Dame fucked the money up. That's why he didn't want to come on today. But Ness, check my slip when I get done. Look at my third tweet. That shit was crazy, and I played it twice. So it came out to like 9, 9, 16.
Bruh,
did
you see
the
dude?
Was like 461.
Did you see the dude that won like $193,000 off a $93 parlay? Fucking insane,
I did not see that
bro.
Shit.
All football, though.
Bruh. That's what we going to get. That's what we going to get. I'm telling you, man. We going to speak it, believe it, receive it. We going to get that. Speak it, believe it, receive
Look,
it. That's going to be us soon.
A better with DraftKings hit a $93 two-leg same game parlay on Michigan-Minnesota game Saturday that paid $116,343. The better parlay.
God damn.
The better parlay, Michigan quarterback J.J. McCarthy to score 2 points plus touchdowns and Michigan's defense at 1,250 minus one odds. I don't know what the fuck that is. I mean, I guess that's,
see, that's,
I don't
that's
know.
Some BS too. That's some BS because in certain states, I'm not going to say it's BS because, hey, if you're going to eat, you're going to eat. But you can't, like in Virginia, we can't bet on certain players in college. You know what I'm saying? We can't bet on the player. We can bet on outcomes of the quarter, of the half, and of the game. But we can't bet on like specific players. And
you gotta,
we
check
can do that,
my bookie,
man. We'll be running it up.
You got to check.
Bookie?
Yeah, bro. You just got to check a different betting site, bro. Everybody offers different shit. That's the whole point.
Right,
that's how they get you there.
I'm gonna tap out. I'm gonna tap back in. Somebody say something. Keep on putting in that work.
All right. If you wanna call in, you know what to do. Big Trap, what up?
Yo, what up, Ness?
Chilling.
Hey, that shit real about Benavidez.
Oh. About what?
No, Benavidez, Andre, come to Vegas.
Yeah.
Are this real? When they go drop the tickets?
Let me see. There's an article already on Boxing Scene, though. And Danny Ben said that.
Yeah,
I think,
okay.
I seen Rayfield did a story, too, no?
I saw it on Michael Benson had put that shit on Twitter earlier this week. Now, because what I'm asking about is, because shit, we coming to me and my wife coming to Vegas for the Usher concert. They're Friday, so shit, I was just gonna cop tickets to the fight too.
Yeah, might as well, yeah. Champ.
Yeah, put me on some salsa, some salsa club. My wife like that salsa shit.
Okay, La Jolla. La Jolla.
Okay.
Wait,
hey.
Wait. Is La Jolla or La Jo? No, La. All right, so it's definitely La Jolla.
Yeah. Okay. You stood me up last time I tried to hit that Hardin with you, man. I'm gonna hit you up again when we touch down.
For sure.
Alright.
My bad. The thing is, it always depends on what time, and I ain't gonna front. I be falling asleep after that first show.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Hey, I'm an old head too, right? You know what I'm saying? I know how it go.
I gotta get back up. I gotta get back up for that next one, baby.
I got you.
For sure.
Ben, I'm gonna hit you up on IG.
Actually, also on IG, Mike Hicks, hit me up, champ. Hit me up, man. I'm running low on that coffee. I need to put in an order. For real. So. We got Nike Hendricks. What up?
Shouts out Ness, shouts out Danny, shouts out the Boxing Voice whole team, man. Ness, first thing I want to say, man, I'm like Jay Billy or Benavidez, man? Give me my crow real quick, because I did say Smith going to knock out Zerto. I did
say. Yo, that's for you and Billy, because I forgot to play it for Billy.
Yeah, but like he said though, man, I don't see Zerto really giving nobody no challenge up there at cruiserweight, because besides Bivol, all his opponents at 168 he stopped. Like, I know that he stopped every opponent at 168 besides Bivol when he ran into him and got beat himself. But yeah, I don't see him really getting nobody no trouble up there, because they damn near the same size and height as him and got more of pop than him, because at 168, he wasn't knocking shit out. He was just getting the stoppage.
Wow.
So I don't see him really surviving up there that long. He might
get a
couple.
I don't know. I think he could fill in.
That's why I said he'll get a couple good fights, but as far as like him being up there surviving so long, like, I really think he might go down to 175, man.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Zerto, go back down. He might go back down.
Nah, bro. He weighed in at 186 for a 175 fight versus Rosado, remember? I don't think he could get back down. Then he just came up to 193. So, you know, it just felt better to make weight. I don't see him going back. He just big, man. I mean, it's been the story of his life. He ran through 60 quick, too, and ended up at 68, then ended up at 75. It's like, he don't really stay in a division long. He big as hell.
How old is Zerto? Zerto was probably, like, in his early 30s, right?
He got to be.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, I see what you're saying.
I'll check it in a bit.
It'll be harder for him to make that weight come down because, like, the thing is,
you're going to make that weight at 68, 75 for who? Like, if he could get a Canelo fight, then okay, but he ain't making 68. He just blew 75. So who he going to fight at 75 that's worth it for him to come down? He ain't beat Bivol. Maybe a better B fight, but, like, why would Top Rank give him?
I don't think he did better B.
Exactly, because Top Rank cut him, so they ain't going to give you their star. Even though they probably would, because they feel like better be Mike KO.
Well, yeah, man. Hey, man, I'm glad Bomack is out for the people before they come on here talking shit like, oh, Bomack knew better, this, that, and the third. Y'all don't know this man's life. Like, shit, Crawford was a whole thug before boxing, man. Man got shot in the head, drove himself to the hospital, sold drugs, all this shit. So boxing changed a lot of these people's lives, so. Before we get into all that shit, people don't know that man life, man. So, of course, he felt he had to be protected in another country where motherfuckers don't like you or your fighter. Come on now. But I don't see the Spence rematch going back. I don't see that. Like, if so, like, Spence just getting his... He wants his get back, but he know he ain't going to get it, so it really just going to be his money run. And him versus Gennady, he gonna fuck Gennady up. I wouldn't even think Gennady would take the fight, you know, just for himself. Shit. I know Gennady's a warrior though. But I don't
Gennady
think
don't got no fight. Gennady ain't got no other pay per view out there as big as a Crawford pay per view.
He got
nothing on the table that he could be like, you know what? I don't want that because this is better or I got this in the works. Like, he ain't got nothing.
Nah, it's not in the case that it's better, Ness. You see what I'm saying? I'm saying just like Gennady probably looking at his self-interest and, you know, the fight. Like, this man might fucking whoop my ass, embarrass me in there and beat the shit out of me. No.
I don't know that Gennady thinking like that.
Trust me, every man would after the way he did Earl and people was giving Earl this, then the third, Earl the top dog, Earl got three belts, Earl cleared the division, and the way he did him, oh no, if that shit's in his conscience. But I would like to see him fight, because I don't think Canelo, like you said, I don't think Canelo gonna fight Crawford unless he grab his attention, like you said. So unless he get a Gennady fight, knock him out, or stop him, then Canelo be like, what the fuck? So
the public. You know, if you got that common opponent, they got Khan, but Khan is not somebody that's going to convince the public that Crawford's that dude. But Nike, that's certainly the time. You guys know the...
Now's the time to save 30% on wedding jewelry, only on BlueNile.com. Make sure your wedding ring is the one with your pick of diamond and lab-grown diamond bands, all hand-finished and graded for excellence. Or surprise her with something blue she'll love for life, like a stunning pair of sapphire earrings. Blue Nile's jewelry experts are available 24/7 to help, from fit questions to style advice. Right now, get up to 30% off at BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Number 1425-569-5241. Discord also available. We're going out to Brandon. What up?
Yo, Ness, how's my audio, brother?
You straight?
First off, I want to say welcome home, Bo Mack. Glad that brother's got his liberties back into society and the free world. Mistakes happen. Just don't let it happen again, big dog. Let's do a little shit talking here. I picked Lee Wood to stop that boy between 6 and 8. He got it done in round 7. Spot on by me. I told you Alontez Fox wasn't going past 6 rounds. He got stopped in 4. Spot on by me. I told you Zerto was going to win by decision. He won by decision. Spot on by me. Terry Harper, she got robbed.
If it wasn't for that robbery decision,
draw, it would have been a flawless weekend. That's how you make your bones around here. I've been, you know, sitting back in the cut, listening to everybody lob me in for who need to be caller of the year. And people trying to galvanize the crowd with entertaining calls. But make no mistake, this is how you make your bones on TBV. When it comes to these hardcore fights, not this casual shit, who's the face of boxing, Bud versus Spence, all this type of shit. You make your bones around here picking these hardcore fights. That's how you make your name. That's how guys like Alex made his name, C-Dub made his name. And those are my nominees for Call of the Year, Alex and C-Dub. But make no mistake, those are my top two students. I'm
students.
Those are my and don't get me wrong, those are my star pupils, Ness. Those are my two star pupils. And there will be a time where the student becomes teacher, but it ain't right now. I'm still the man. Pick'em League, I'm back. You niggas got fat while I sat back in the cut and dealt with some issues on my Jamal Charlo shit, dealt with some family issues. You know, the limelight got too big for me. I lost my way, but I found it. I am making my triumphant return to the Pick'em League. That means niggas ain't eating no more, B. So, yeah, I'm back. But, yeah, all you callers that want to make a name, Fats, J. Billy, I hear you, CYP. That's how you make your bones around here, picking these fights spot on. So if you can't do that, I don't respect you. Because anybody could talk about Tank all day and Earl all day and Bud all day, but can you break down these fights and pick them spot on? About a round. Not just the winner. I picked them about a round. But that's my call, though. Shout out to my two star pupils, Hardcore Dub and Alex Vega. But, yeah, the teacher is back. That's my call next. Ness.
Oh, my God. What happened? Eric Tudor lost? Wow. 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 That's crazy. I can't believe Tudor lost. I knew that fight was tough. Because the dude, I said it on the betting show, the dude went the full distance with, damn, that's crazy, poor kid. That's crazy. See, they be sleeping on these dudes, bro. My man went the distance with Granados, with Xander Zayas, and Jahad Tucker. So I told everybody, pick the decision. I thought he would get the decision. What a fucker. He blew it. Damn. Let me see what's next. Oh, we got no callers, bro. It's over. Ness GTO. Let me see. Hold up. Yep, Ness GTO, Instagram and Twitter. Catch me on the next one. Arrivederci.